This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And joining us this morning on the news line from DaVita Medical is Dr. Dara Lowe. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
And today we are actually going to kind of talk about primary care providers and the importance they play in your and your family's health. And so tell us what exactly a primary care provider is and does.
Okay. Well, I'm a primary care provider. I'm a family physician. So I think we are very important physicians. But, you know, we're basically the backbone of the medical community. We provide the bulk of medical care for the majority of patients. We generally form relationships for years. We treat acute and chronic illnesses. We educate, we counsel, we try to prevent disease. And I like to think of us as the quarterback of the patient care team. You know, we're the first point of entry into the healthcare system. We coordinate with specialists, and we make sure that the whole patient is treated correctly.
So everyone, according to you, doctor, needs to have a primary care physician.
Absolutely. So, for example, you have hip pain, you see an orthopedist, they give you Motrin, which is an anti-inflammatory. Come back to see me, and I say, hey, remember, Sally, that you had a bleeding ulcer from taking Motrin a few years ago? You can't take that drug. And so I'm here to make sure that the whole patient is cared for appropriately. You need that quarterback. You need that person who's known you for years, who's developed that relationship, and can help you navigate the healthcare system as well as care for your diseases and prevent your diseases.
You make a good point. So let's say you go see a specialist. Make sure you're staying in touch with your primary care physician so that you know what a specialist may be prescribing.
Absolutely. Because, you know, sometimes even though we have electronic medical records, sometimes they don't get all of our information. Patients forget about the little things that have happened in their past, but as the primary care physician, I should know all that stuff. And so every time a patient sees a specialist, I should get the records, I review them, and then they sometimes can't take care of the things that will pop up in a specialty care visit, and it comes back to me, and it's my responsibility to take care of it.
And doctor, there are different types of primary care providers, aren't there?
Right. There are pediatricians, and then they specialize in patients from the age of 0 to 18. Internal medicine doctors specialize in the care of a patient from 16 or 18 until death. And then the family care physician specializes in patients from birth through death. So we take care of the entire family. And all primary care physicians play a very important role in caring for patients.
And sometimes, doctor, when you go to make an appointment, let's say at DaVita, you may not see a physician. You may see a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And they're well-trained to take care patients of all ages as well. And they will specialize in different age groups, too. So you'll have nurse practitioners and physician assistants that specialize in pediatric care. And then you'll also have nurse practitioners and physician assistants that like taking care of geriatric patients.
And doctor, what after talking about the different types of primary care providers, how does it, any recommendations for how someone goes, you know, I need to see an internal medicine specialist, or we're going to stick with a family practitioner like you are?
You know, I think it's just a matter of choice. I think family physicians and internal medicines are very capable of caring for the same kinds of patients. And it's a matter of meeting that provider and establishing a relationship and a rapport and feeling comfortable with that provider. So it's a matter of personal choice and also what your insurance will cover. And maybe you'll talk to friends and family members and get recommendations. But I don't think you have to see an internal medicine doctor if you're a geriatrician. You don't have to see a pediatrician if you're an infant. It's really just a matter of choice and comfort and what you would like to do.
All right. Doctor, it's good to speak to you for the first time. We'll be talking to you throughout the month. I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good day, too.